Fantasy HQ versus Curdy. Week 1 in JRP Dynasty West, both teams 0-0, both sitting on 0.00 points. Fantasy HQ ranked 10 of 14, Curdy right behind at 11 of 14. Two blank slates walk into the opening bell. Only one leaves clean. Here's where the points want to come from. Fantasy HQ is built around a spine of established backfield weight and receiver ceiling. Bijan Robinson carrying the rushing load, Jackson Smith in Jigba, and Cooper Kupp giving the passing game its floor. Trey McBride anchoring the tight end spot. Curdy answers with volume through the air. Jared Goff and CJ Stroud steering a receiver room stacked with Marvin Harrison, Zay Flowers, and Mike Evans, plus Travis Hunter as the wild card. One roster leans on a bell cow back, the other leans on a receiver crowd. Same season, 0 points on file for both. Now the heart of it. This is the receiver star collision. Fantasy HQ's Jackson Smith in Jigba against Curdy's Marvin Harrison. Both are the load-bearing wideout on their side, the target that everything else rotates around. Smith in Jigba comes into week one as the pillar of a Seattle passing game that runs through him first, the kind of role where the ball finds him, whether the script is ahead or behind. Harrison sits in the same chair for Arizona, the alpha, the guy defenses game plan for, the name that determines whether Curdy's ceiling is a ceiling or just a wish. No verified stat line for either yet, because nobody's played. So it's role against role, gravity against gravity. Whoever commands more of their offense's attention early sets the tone for this entire matchup. Two number one receivers, two teams that need them to be exactly that. The swing pieces cut deeper into the depth charts. For Fantasy HQ, it's Zach Charbonnet, a Seattle back whose value lives entirely in how the touches get split, the kind of role that can swell or shrink week to week depending on how the offense wants to run it. For Curdy, watch the Cleveland backfield tangle, with Dylan Sampson and Raheem Sanders both on the roster, a committee where nobody's usage is settled and any one of them could tilt the math. Fantasy HQ needs its back to hold a role. Curdy needs one of its backs to seize one. Here's the lean. Both teams open at 0-0, 0.00 points, separated by a single spot in the standings. Fantasy HQ at 10, Curdy at 11. Nothing on the field yet, so this comes down to whose top-end talent shows up first. The one number that decides it, whether Fantasy HQ's four active running backs on the field turn into a functioning rotation, or whether Curdy's receiver depth outnumbers them where it counts. 2-0-0 teams, two clean sheets, one opening bell in JRP Dynasty West. That's the story the numbers tell so far. Real football, no vibes. We'll see who writes the first line.